This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Said that being able to freely call into a radio health talk show and ask a question about one's health can be an awesome experience. Some people refer to it as a liberating experience, a health-giving opportunity. Oh, and by the way, did I mention the part about getting health advice from a licensed doctor for free? Help me help you. Got a health problem, a health challenge, not feeling well? And you just don't know where to turn or what to do? I'm here for you. We're going to continue the open line conversation where you can call in on our toll-free number nationwide and ask a question about your health or make a health-related comment. The number into the show, 888-553-7262. 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55-DR-BOB. All right, we're going to begin this hour with information about the growing list of vaccinated, fully vaccinated musicians canceling concerts. Have you heard about this? It's happening. All these musicians who went out and got vaccinated because they were fearing the development of COVID-19 and fearing the inability to entertain because the venues that they were going to required them and their bands to be vaccinated and all their helpers that put the stage together and everything else. Now we're finding out that these musicians are coming down with, you guessed it, COVID-19, even though they've been fully vaccinated. Bon Jovi. One of them, New Jersey rocker John Bon Jovi and Canadian singer Bryan Adams recently canceled separate appearances after testing positive for COVID-19. They joined a large number of artists who have contracted the virus, coronavirus, COVID, despite being fully vaccinated. John Bon Jovi is fully vaccinated. He's feeling fine. That's what his publicist wrote in a statement. The musician was scheduled to perform at Lowe's on Florida's South Beach, which would have included an acoustic storyteller performance and a question and answer and one-on-one photo opportunities for fans. Concert goers who were asked to provide proof of vaccination or negative test result, had already filled into the venue when the announcement was made. Can you even imagine that? According to 7 News in Miami. There is no word whether concert goers will be refunded. Oh, boy. The touring company Runaway Tours has not responded to a request for a comment. But Bryan Adams, on the other hand, was slated to perform a Tina Turner tribute about a week ago. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, but canceled his appearance after contracting COVID-19. Bryan Adams representative confirmed that he is fully vaccinated. The live music industry bounced back this summer, giving way to the rebirth of venues long shuffled and shuttered by the pandemic. But studies have shown that COVID-19 vaccines, including those manufactured by Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, their vaccines have waned. They petered out within literally months. As in 3 months, they're starting to fall like a rock in efficacy, effectiveness, if they are effective at all, and more breakthrough cases occurring. The music industry is experiencing, they're looking at trying to find solutions to keep the momentum and maintain safety of the artists and the workers on the tour. Well, what do you do? What do you say? I think a lot of people would be highly disappointed if they went through all the manations and motions and cost of getting to a concert and all the excitement just to have it knocked out. And all these, we talked about Eric Clapton, same thing. He's fully vaccinated twice and came down with COVID. And all these musicians canceling concerts and coming down with COVID. These rare breakthroughs you hear about. All these rare breakthroughs everybody's getting, it seems. That's what happens, according to the experts that I speak with, epidemiologists and virologists included. And that is, where is the end strategy? What's the exit point here? When you drop a mass vaccination program in the middle of a pandemic, this is exactly what happens. You cause the virus to mutate, and you never see the end of the light. And it has little or nothing to do with those who are unvaccinated. Their words, the ones that I trust and know. But they're not alone. All right, coming up this hour, of course, is going to be a health alternative of the week. We're going to return to your phone calls now on our open line segment of the program where you can call in and ask a question about your health. All right, we begin this hour with Gene in the state of Utah. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Gene, hello.
Hello, doctor. Before I speak to any orthopedic doctor, I really needed your opinion. I do have x-rays of bone on bone from my knee, mm-hmm. but I have not spoken to anybody beyond one person. I need your advice.
Okay. Well, I've heard this before, Jean. In fact, I've heard it within my own family. My oldest sister told me she lives in the state of, now she lives in Oklahoma. She lived in Iowa at the time. And I hadn't seen her for a couple of years, and she called and said, well, you know, I was diagnosed with bone on bone, and I need to have knee replacement surgery. And I'm now using crutches and sometimes a cane if on a good day. And I said, well, her name's Molly. I said, Molly, look, why don't you get on an airplane and fly to me and let me take a look and give you a second opinion? So I waited for her at the airport. Sure enough, she came off the plane, crutches, sad, crawling along. I said, let's go to work. Let's look at it. Brought her x-rays with her. Yeah, there was loss of cartilage, but there was still some. There's always going to be some there that can be rehabilitated. So, look, there's some really good things that happen when knee surgery is 100% necessary. But the fact of the matter is it's not always 100% necessary. And a lot of people have knee joint surgery when they shouldn't, when they need to access other forms of treatments like stem cell therapy or other oral therapeutics or other forms of soft wave therapies to open up the knee and get the circulation going and drive the cartilage into the knee, or hyaluronic acid or collagen. There are a lot of things, Gene, for you to consider. The last thing to consider is surgery. I mean, there's no, you know, again, I treat orthopedic surgeons as patients, and they do great things when nothing else works. But the problem with it is a lot of people don't learn about what I'm talking to you, having a conversation, because these orthopedic surgeons don't know about this stuff, not many of them. And those who do won't speak of it because they earn a living doing, well, knee joint replacement, hip joint replacement. And they're very dedicated, very skilled, very sincere people. It's just that you should be using conservative things first before any of that, because having knee surgery is not a walk in the park. It's extreme. And there's, if it gets botched, you know, how do you unbotch it? And how about if it breaks down in the future and you need another surgery? I mean, it's just the list of things are tough. So anyway, long story short, my sister spent 2 months with me, and we worked on her, and she left her crutches at our home. She didn't need it anymore, and she walked out of here and was in good shape. She still today has her own knees, and they told her bone on bone. And, yeah, there was some cartilage loss, there's no question, but we were able to rehabilitate her. And I think that hope should be held out for you as well through regenerative medicine, using stem cell injections, cartilage rehabilitation nutrients. You know, there's a whole bunch of things that you could be doing that you haven't learned about yet that you should know about. And hopefully, it will help you to avert unnecessary surgery. I wish you well, Gene, and thank you for your phone call. Right back with the Health Alternative of the Week.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95, a revolutionary telomere supplement proven to lower human cellular age by 7 years on average and lengthen telomeres by an astounding 80%. As we age, we lose telomere length, and that's a big part of what causes us to look older and why we feel the effects of aging. Telos 95 helps to stop the clock of aging with one simple 95 milligram capsule daily. Telos 95 is clinically proven to reverse the effects of aging. Want a free 30-count bottle to sample? Log on to longevitybynature.biz and enter coupon code TELOS95. Get a free 30-count bottle today at longevitybynature.biz. Enter coupon code TELOS95 and roll back the aging process today. TELOS95 can be found at longevitybynature.biz by entering coupon code TELOS95, spelled TELOS95.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man, that's how long I've been
waiting. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have the health outrage of the week. That'll be followed by the product recall of the week. And we're also going to be talking about the fact that teachers are not at a higher risk of COVID That's what every study is now showing. And we'll get into the details of that. And we're going to talk about how BO, as in body odor, makes women more aggressive. Yes, indeed, we've got it for you today. And if you want to join us in the remaining 30 or 40 minutes left in today's show with a question about your own personal health, or you'd like to make a health-related comment, maybe about something you heard last hour or the hour before that, you may do so by calling our toll-free number at 888-553-7262. 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55-DR-BOB. Website, of course, drbob.com. It's time now, ladies and gentlemen, for this week's installment of The Health Alternative of the Week. Oh, just in time for the festivities. They continue. I want to tell you about a health alternative that I absolutely love and we enjoy in our family called Mary's Gone Crackers at natural grocery stores. Crackers can seem so innocent, can't they? Well, many store-bought crackers are made with refined grains, like a saltine crackers. Those things are so bad. You know, the whiter the cracker, or, you know, the worse it is. So you don't want to eat crackers that are white, usually, because you know that it has been highly refined. The nutrients have been removed from that whole grain product. The fiber has been removed, and they're basically cheating you out of something. Many of these store-bought crackers that you find, I don't care what brand it is, I'm not picking on saltines or any of the other ones, get ones that are whole grain, like Mary's Gone Crackers. That's the name of the company at Natural Grocers. You'll be able to find Mary's Gone Crackers on their shelves because they are made with simple ingredients, whole grains, gluten-free, organic, vegan, non-GMO, and most importantly, they taste fantastic. I just had some yesterday with some hummus. I'm thinking about it. My mouth is watering right now. You can eat them as a snack. You can use nut butters, vegan dips, add some thin slices of pear, apple, olives, hummus, sliced veggies, and some of the flavors of this week's health alternative of the week, Mary's Gone Crackers, that's the name you're looking for, at natural grocery stores. The flavors include jalapeno, herb, super seed, or their original flavor. I like all. I like every single one of them. Plus, if you're trying to achieve a healthy weight, two multigrain crackers is just around 64 calories compared to two slices of multigrain bread, which is around 260 calories. You save about 196 calories right there. Mary's Gone Crackers is the health alternative of the week. It is savory. It's got crunch to it. I like it. And I think you will, too. Delicious, mostly. But good for you as well. This week's health alternative of the week, Mary's Gone Crackers. The best crackers, some of the best crackers I've ever had. You will love them. Look for them at natural grocer stores. If you happen to be lucky enough to have a natural grocer store in your community, look for them there. And if you don't, jump onto their website and find out more about Mary's Gone Crackers at naturalgrocers.com. Naturalgrocers.com for this week's health alternative of the week. Mary's Gone Crackers. They have them in different flavors. All right, now, our phone number into the program, toll-free 888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB, 1-888-553-7262. Next up is Nick calling in from Arkansas. Welcome to the program, Nick. Hello.
Hello.
Nick calling in
I'm going to put Nick on hold. He was instructed not to have his radio in the background blaring when he goes on the air because it sounds like an echo chamber. Give him a chance to get ready to come back on the air here. There is a 7-second delay. So if you do call and you get put on hold, please don't listen to the radio in the background. Just listen in your phone when you go to go on the air. Let's see if Nick's back with us. Nick, are you with us, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Go right ahead. Your question, please.
Yes, sir. My brother had a fibula put in, and he had a spell with it. It shocked him here a while back, and didn't go to the hospital because of COVID. And the doctor said he did some damage, so he put it on a linalazine.
Okay.
And I was wondering, is there an alternative to that he can use?
Yeah, the linalazine is one of the newer angina, anti-arrhythmia type drugs, I believe. It has something to do with sodium, how it limits sodium. It's like a sodium inhibitor. And, yeah, there's a lot of side effects with that drug, but at the same time, you know, having heart arrhythmias and AFib, that can be also very dangerous when your heart rhythm is out of balance. But if he is taking that drug, he should be very careful to watch for any symptoms, any adverse symptoms that he might be developing, like labored breathing, lightheadedness, or tingling in his hands. I mean, if you read the side effects of that drug, there are a lot of them. Now, when you have somebody who has underlying heart problems like what he has, you got to pay attention to the possibility that there are some other things going on in his life, and it could be stress-related. We find that people with heart arrhythmia problems or AFib, they're under stress, they have high cortisol levels, they often have deficiencies of certain minerals like magnesium. So just taking extra magnesium, which about 70% of adults, many experts believe, are low in magnesium. Magnesium is sort of like a muscle regulator, and it helps in people who have the deficiency and also at the same time have heart-related problems. So that might be an option. Another option may be coenzyme Q10, muscle tissue, heart muscle tissue relies on that form of energy for the mitochondrial cells of the heart muscle. We love using something called D-ribose on people who have heart-related problems, heart weaknesses. And then, as I said, you've got to evaluate his stress level. Make sure he's not using caffeine or drinking alcohol, which just compounds the problem. Because when you drink alcohol, you rid B complex from the body. B complex is important for keeping your homocysteine, which is a substance that can, when it's elevated in the body, can cause lots of problems in your arteries and your heart. So lower stress, take the nutrients, find an integrative care doctor who can evaluate him and say, okay, well, maybe there are options for you. Let's check it out. Let's do some other tests on you to figure it out. And I think in doing that, he'll have his best opportunity. Nick, awfully nice of you to call on his behalf. I appreciate that. All right, that opens up another phone line, our number in here to the show. Should you have a health question, open line health or open topic health questions are welcome. Or if you have a health-related comment, whether it be on COVID or the common cold, or if we're in flu season now, people are wondering, should I take a flu shot? We can chat about that, how you can increase your resistance, how you can lower your risk of infection, lower your risk of getting sick. If that's something you want to learn about, happy to share what I know. 888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB. Coming back with the Health Outrage of the Week. Stay with us.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Everybody's gonna make mistakes, but everybody's got a choice to make. Everybody needs a leap of faith. When are you taking yours? What are you waiting for?
I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Don't forget, stay in touch with yours truly always through my personal website throughout the week as we post up health-related news articles at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Now, coming up very shortly here will be the health outrage of the week, which has to do with a bombshell investigation that has occurred and the findings, and we'll share that with you in just a little bit. You know, we're thinking about how do we reduce our risk in these troubled times of becoming infected, getting sick. How do we stay healthy? How do we manage to stay healthy? Well, one way is to pay attention to your oral cavity, you know, your pie hole, if you will, your mouth. And that might seem a little strange because you think, oh, well, what's my mouth have to do with getting sick? Well, your mouth is actually a gateway. Germs can enter and spread through the body from few places, the most common of which are your nose. We've talked about that many times, how your nasal cavity, your nostrils are a pathway. That's why, of course, we hear about masks and why masks are being worn. And the mouth, of course, because of things that come out of the mouth. And though we need to pay attention to cleaning our noses, most definitely, I'm a big fan of clear rescue nasal spray, been talking about it forever, but making sure your mouth is also clean is especially important to your health and the health of others. If you don't attend to your oral hygiene, the bacteria and the viruses that enter your mouth can spread to other parts of your body, and you can also spread those to other people. You don't want to do that. So great dental health is where it's at. Now, I'm a big fan of dental hygienists, visiting them on a regular basis. Seeing the dentist, of course, preventive checkups, great idea. But what you do as your own best dental hygienist, as your own best dentist, is really where it's at. Meaning, you better have a good dental regimen going on a daily basis, once to twice a day. The one that I use is Spry, S-P-R-Y, both their toothpaste and their mouth rinse. I also use their gum and their mints as well, because they all have within them xylitol. Xylitol is very important in keeping your dental health optimal. Why, do you ask? Well, with the ability of xylitol to block the adhesion, meaning the sticking of bacteria and viruses in your oral cavity, helps you with your oral care system. And xylitol, on a daily hygiene basis routine, is now more important than ever. So if you're using a product that doesn't have lots of xylitol, whether it's your toothpaste, your mouthwash, or your gum, kick it to the curb. It doesn't matter if it's a toothpaste like Colgate or Crest or TheraBreath or Sensodyne or Rembrandt. They don't have what the Spry Dental Defense System has in it, the toothpaste, the mouthwash. And if you're not using Listerine or Colgate or Crest or Oral-B, whatever, forget about that stuff. Switch over, like Dr. Bob and his family did, to the Spry Dental Defense System. Now you're probably wondering where you can get it. That's good. CVS, Rite Aid, Target, The Vitamin Shop, Sprouts Farmers Markets, and natural grocer stores nationwide. You can also hit the website Clear, X-L-E-A-R. That's the company that manufactures and distributes the Spry Dental Defense System, X-L-E-A-R.com. Maybe find a store near where you work or you reside. X-L-E-A-R.com to find the Spry Dental Defense System, or ask for it at your favorite grocery store, drugstore, or health food store. The Spry Dental Defense System. All right, it's time now for the Health Outrage of the Week.
Jeez, I don't believe it. Oh, come on.
It's time for the Health Outrage. Because it's nothing but...
It is outrageous, and this is not a political attack on any politician. Bombshell investigation, of course, finds former Governor Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, revised COVID reports to minimize nursing home deaths. Now, you may know about this already, but further investigation is going on. This is the latest. A damning report by New York lawmakers found that former Governor Andrew Cuomo and his senior aides edited state COVID-19 reports and undercounted nursing home deaths while using state resources to help former Governor Cuomo land a $5 million book deal. The report released by the Judiciary Committee of the New York State's Assembly also found overwhelming evidence that the disgraced Democratic ex-governor sexually harassed and assaulted nearly a dozen women. The former governor's conduct, as shown in this report, is extremely disturbing, and it is indicative of someone who is not fit for office, said Judiciary Chairman Charles Levine, saying, I hope this report helps New Yorkers further understand the seriousness of the allegations that have been made and serves to guide us to a more ethical and responsible government. New York House Speaker Carl Heasty commissioned the investigation back in March as a part of an impeachment probe into the then governor, who resigned in August, a week after the state attorney general's office concluded that he had sexually harassed 11 women. Against the recommendations of health experts, then Governor Cuomo memorably directed nursing homes to take back patients after hospitalizations for coronavirus in the early weeks of the pandemic. Remember that? The move has been credited with significantly exacerbating COVID deaths among the elderly in the state of New York, where over 15,000 nursing home residents have died of the virus, more than any other state. And while Cuomo negotiated a multi-million dollar book deal. His handling of the COVID-19, he and top aides substantially revised reports, fraudulently revised reports by state officials to downplay nursing home deaths. That's what the investigation has found. I mean, how much more scurrilous and unethical and outright evil can you be to know about and read about the proof that they have come up with, or at least the allegations they've come up with against this former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo? He fits right into the crosshairs this week of the health outrage of the week. Now, we've heard a lot of fodder about teachers. Teachers, many are reticent and hesitant about going back into the schools because they fear the risk of dying from COVID and believe, many of them believe, they are at a higher risk within their jobs as teachers. I want to tell you about another study here that has proven that teachers do not have a higher COVID risk, even though some may believe that. We'll deal with that when we come back from this break. Stay with us. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Herb and Spice.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Many of you know over the pandemic, since it began, teachers have been very concerned, and they should be, about having a higher risk or having any risk to the development of COVID entering back into the school rooms, into schools in general. And many have objected to going back to work on multiple levels, whether it's with a mask or not, whether it's vaccinated or not. Well, we've got information here to share with you. Teachers are no more likely to die from COVID than any other workers. That's what a major study has revealed. Researchers at the University of Bristol found school staff, including teachers and school assistants, aged under 64 years of age, faced no more risk of dying from the virus, the coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, compared to people in other jobs. Fatality rates among female teachers was lower than the five-year average in the first 9 months of the pandemic, while deaths among male teachers was similar to the expected number, according to the researchers. However, there were large excesses in deaths from or among over 65s working in schools. So as the age bracket came up or got extended, older individuals over age 65, as many of you know, the immune system works less heartily, usually as we age. But only a third of the extra death certificates listed COVID as the cause, suggesting other factors led to even those fatalities. Now, this study was published in the British Medical Journal Open, and it should be considered by governments when deciding whether to close schools in the future or related to future pandemics or waves of pandemics caused by coronaviruses. It will be important to note that the staff were not at high risk of death compared with other occupations. The coronavirus pandemic forced a near total shutdown of school buildings in the spring of 2020 and historic upheaval from kindergarten through grade 12, in schools throughout the United States and in the UK, forcing students to learn remotely and their exams to be canceled. There's been so much stress associated with that. Even once schools reported reopening in 2021, rules forcing students to wear masks and remain at a distance to other students is burdensome and difficult. Some teachers moaned about being at risk from the virus and wanted schools to close before the government required them to. But a series of studies and real-world data have shown teachers are no more likely to test positive for COVID, suffer a severe infection, or to be hospitalized from COVID versus the general population. One of the people involved in the study, a professor, Sarah Lewis, a molecular epidemiologist at the University of Bristol, lead author of the study, said, "Our research found teachers and teaching assistants aged between 20 and 64 years old were not at high risk of death from COVID during the pandemic compared to the working age population." There it is. All right. All right. Let's see if we can squeeze in the product recall of the week before the break. Here we go. Product recall of the week. Impex Fitness recalls dumbbell handles due to an impact injury hazard. They're called Olympic dumbbell handles. If you got it, take it back. The hazard involves the locking collars on the dumbbell handles can slip, dropping weights when held perpendicular to the floor, posing an impact injury. In other words, your face gets smashed by the weights you're holding. The remedy, consumers should immediately stop using the recalled dumbbells handles and contact Impex, I-M-P-E-X, Fitness to receive a full replacement set of new locking collars. They were sold at Dick's Sporting Goods stores nationwide or online at dickssportinggoods.com. They sold what is it, almost 78,000 of these pairs of Olympic dumbbell handles the company did, called Impex, I-M-P-E-X, Fitness. 77,000, or almost 78,000 of these. And, of course, you ready? Where were these products made, you wonder? Where almost everything is made in the United States. China. Yeah. Manufactured in China. As in China. All right. We still have coming up on the show the health mystery of the week. And as a final segment, I'm going to be talking about how body odor, otherwise known as BO, makes women more aggressive. Apparently, sniffing a chemical in human body odor, commonly known as BO, triggers aggression in women. This is what the study is saying, but blocks aggression in men, new study shows. We'll have some details on that coming up, plus the health mystery of the week, so stand by. Remember, you are tuned in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show through the week. Access the website for more news information at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Dr. Bob Martin Show. Keep it going. Don't keep it such a big secret. Let other people know. Jot down the call letters of the radio station you're listening to, the frequency on the dial, and the time of the day, and pass that out to as many of your loved ones, friends, neighbors, co-workers. And we appreciate that. Now, before we get to the health mystery of the week, I want to describe to you how BO, body odor, makes women more aggressive, according to this new study out. Sniffing a chemical in human body odor, commonly known as BO, triggers aggression in women but blocks aggression in men. That's what the new study shows. Researchers in Israel looked at the effects of the chemical compound called hexadecanol. Hexadecanol, or hex, H-E-X for short, has on the human brain. Unlike many of the compounds in body odor, hex has no discernible smell to humans, but it can likely be sensed by all mammals. The researchers found that hex decreases conductivity in parts of the brain that regulate social decision-making in women, including the decision to become aggressive, while in men, it increases this conductivity. Hex is also found in abundance in the heads of newborn babies. As an evolutionary tool thousands of years ago, hex on a baby's head likely suppressed aggression in men to make them less likely to harm the infant. That's what the researchers believe. And that's out of the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel. It's time now, then, for the health mystery of the week. Well, children can appreciate humor from 1 month old and beginning producing their own jokes for 4 months. That's what a study finds. It seems even small babies in their first few months of life can appreciate your attempts at comedy, new study shows. Researchers surveyed parents of nearly 700 infants between the ages of 1 to 47 months, just under 4 years, from four different countries. They found that children can appreciate humor from just 1 month old and begin producing their own jokes from just 4 months. In all, experts identified 21 different humor, including bodily humor, pulling funny faces, enjoying nonsense words, and making fun of others, just as by calling someone a poo-poo head. Hopefully I can say that on radio, but it is what's happening. The findings identify the earliest age of humor emerges and how it typically builds in the first years of life, according to the study authors out of the University of Bristol. There you have it. Mysteriously, children, babies, can appreciate humor, laughter, from 1 month old and begin producing their own jokes from 4 months of age. That's what the study finds. As mysterious as it is, it's true. That's why it qualified as the health mystery. All right, so make it a healthy day and a healthy week. You've been listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Be well.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.